Hey everybody, it's Jerry Edwards and we're here with the North Georgia Veterans Outreach Center's podcast. This is our first full-length version of our podcast and we're here today to talk about everything North Georgia Veterans Outreach Center has to offer. I'm going to try and go over everything from nuts to bolts and soup to nuts and A to Z and everything that we've got in between. So basically what I've got going on here is everything that you're going to want to know front to back. And then hopefully our next podcast will be me and maybe a guest talking about things in particular maybe that you'll like to know. So if you hear this and you like what you hear, email us, give us a call here at the office. Our number is 678-943-2046. You can hit us at the office and tell us what you do or don't like. You can hit us at info@nogaveteroutreach. Noga Vet Outreach. info@nogavetoutreach. That's our email address, .com. info@nogavetoutreach.com. And you can tell us what you do or don't like about our podcast. And basically, that's about the size of it. So, I mean, basically, let me go ahead and read you our mission statement. I know I'm reading it, but I mean, for the most part, you can find all of this at nogavetoutreach.com, which is our website, www.nogavetoutreach.com. Noga, N-O-G-A, North Georgia, N-O-G-A, vet, as in veteran, outreach. North Georgia Veterans Outreach, NogaVetOutreach.com. Our mission statement is, you know, just as follows. The North Georgia Veterans Outreach Center is run by disabled veterans suffering with multiple debilitating illnesses and injuries, whose mission is to provide advocacy, assistance, and services designed to enhance the lives of veterans who served their country in the armed forces, their families, and their survivors. We assist in obtaining entitlements and services from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, the U.S. Department of Defense, Georgia State Department of Veterans Affairs, and local programs for eligible veterans and their families. The North Georgia Veterans Outreach Center provides military transition assistance and mentoring for veterans and their families during these challenging periods. We also provide food, clothing, shelter, and transportation assistance for the homeless, disabled, and underprivileged veterans in our community. And that is our mission statement. Basically, what we do is we try to provide as much assistance as we can to our local community veterans and their families and their survivors. We know here in North Georgia alone, there's a lot of veterans. And we, as veterans, like to help our veterans up here, especially the guys that are having troubles. What I like to tell people when people ask is that the veteran community is the same as any other subset community of the United States of America. The veteran community is plagued by every stigma and affliction as any other community in America. They're plagued by drug dependency, they're plagued by poverty, they're plagued by alcoholism. The only thing about veterans as opposed to any other part of society is, in my opinion, we veterans have already paid for this assistance up front. We've gone out and we've sacrificed parts of our bodies. We've sacrificed parts of our minds. Unfortunately, some of our brothers and sisters have sacrificed their entire lives for these benefits and entitlements that we're seeking now. Me personally, you know, I suffer from PTSD. I suffer from some other issues related to this Gulf War syndrome that the VA doesn't like to talk about anymore. I'm suffering from early onset Parkinson's disease and early onset dementia associated with some of those issues that the VA doesn't want to talk about anymore. And it gets difficult for me. And those of you that suffer from these injuries and illnesses like I do, understand exactly what I'm talking about. I have friends that are missing limbs from some of these OEF and OIF deployments that they've been on, and these IEDs that these Southwest Asians have come up with. Man, I mean, you know, they've taken their toll on our young people. And these guys come back, man, and I mean, you know, they're missing parts of their bodies due to these IED attacks that these people have come up with, man. I mean, these people have come up with new ways of hurting us, man, and they're treacherous, and they don't care. They don't give a damn about what we're out there doing and what, you know, what we're trying to do. And they have absolutely no fear and no respect whatsoever for what we've done and what we're doing and how we're trying to help them in any way, shape, or form. You know, they stop at nothing, and they don't think anything of taking us out, taking away parts of our bodies, taking parents from their kids, taking sons and daughters from their parents. In my opinion, to be out there, we need to fight. And when our kids come home, they're doing, you know, they're doing these things and they're looking for these benefits and they're looking for help. We need to be there for them. And in my opinion, the Veterans Administration has always treated me personally very well. I've waited a few times, you know, a little longer than I thought I might have had to, but I don't mind that. You know what I mean? You know, there's always somebody out there that's got a lot worse than I do. And I don't mind waiting a little longer, you know, if somebody needs it more than I do. I don't mind waiting my turn. And I've always been treated very well at the VA. So, I mean, I don't have anything really bad to say about the VA, but I know other people do, you know, and I know other people have had very, very bad experiences with the VA. You know, I'm very thankful that my experiences with the VA have been good. But, you know, when it comes right down to it, I know people have issues with the VA. And I know for a fact that the VA can be a very long and drawn out process if you don't have someone on your side to help you. You know, I do know for a fact that the state VA, the Georgia State VA centers here are very good. And the people here are wonderful and they assist you very well. And they're all about doing that job for us. And I have nothing bad to say about them. And, you know, I'm not here trying to do a job because they're not doing it. I'm here trying to assist the people that, you know, have a hard time sitting over there waiting because those centers, man, are full. And man, you can go over there and you can sit all day and not be seen over there because everybody needs help. You know, I mean, you know, those places, those guys only get funded for two or three people to sit in that office. And if you're the seventh person that shows up over there and each person in an 8-hour day takes an hour and a half, you're not going to get seen that day. It's just the way things are. And you can't holler about it. You know, I mean, you know, every veteran that gets over there, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Gulf War, you know, Bosnia, Somalia, Grenada, Panama, everybody has the right to be seen. At war, you know, peacetime in between everything else that was in there. Everyone has the right to be seen and everyone has the right to their personal time over there getting their stuff done. So, you know, for you to sit there and gripe about, you know, I don't have time for this and I can't wait for this, man, I mean, you know. So, I mean, these people work hard and they work very hard for us and, you know, they get nothing from us except a thank you, you know, and they get their salary out of this, but their salaries aren't even that great. You know, they're state government employees. They're not making any $1 million over there doing what they're doing. And it's very frustrating for them also, because we all know that the wheels of the VA turn. You know, we're here as an outreach to try and help people have everything that they need in order when they go over there to the State Department. Or to the Georgia State Department of Veterans Affairs, when, you know, when they get there, they have every piece of paperwork that they need, every piece of paperwork that they that we know that they need in order, signed, you know, every piece of backup that they need, so that when they get there, they can hand it to those people and those people can say, okay, you know, we have all of this. This is what we needed from you. We're doing A, B, C, and D. You sign this. We sign this. We send this out. And you know, that's everything that they need to do when they get there. And then that process from that moment forward is all on the government. You know, we do the same thing with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. I mean, we try very hard to liaise between the Department of Veterans Affairs and our veterans so that, you know, when we put together like a packet for disability or, you know, a request for a disability packet, that we have all the backup that that person's going to need. Going forward, you know, I mean, you know, we have their, you know, we have all of the forms that they're going to need. We have all of the witness forms. We have all of the backup. We have everything that we can possibly get, knowing full well that it's going to come back 100 times if we don't have every single one of those papers in there. You know, we try hard to make that happen so that we don't have to go through this over and over and over again. We try very hard for our veterans, you know, to let them know about certain programs in Georgia, like a Georgia driver's license, you know, Georgia, gives you a free driver's license if you're a disabled veteran. If you're 100% disabled, you can get a free driver's license in Georgia. If you're 100% disabled, you can get a free license plate for your car in Georgia, and you get the cool parking spaces. If you're not somebody that worries about looking on the website or something like that, I mean, you can pay for that for years and years and years before somebody finally tells you, hey, man, you can get that for free. Obviously, if you don't mind paying for it, that's great. But, why pay for something you don't have to? You could use that money for something else. And in these times, and with everything being so sketchy, that extra money in the savings account, man, you never know when you're going to need it. We work on transition assistance for some of our veterans that are getting out because, here again, in these crazy times, it's always nice to know, that you got somebody in your corner working with you, trying to help you network and meet people to get you a job on the way out of the military and into the civilian world, to check your hoorah resume coming out of the military, so that when your military jargon meter is way, way up there and your civilian HR representative is going to look at it and doesn't understand a word of it because you're super hardcore coming out of the military and the civilian HR manager doesn't understand a word of your resume. We go in there and we take a look at it and we try to technically dumb it down for those civilian HR managers so that they can kind of get a grip on what it is that you've been doing for the last 4, 10, or 20 years in the military. Because we know that our veterans are hard charging. We know that you guys are heroes and we know that what you've been doing is super important. We know that your levels of responsibilities have been through the roof. We know that you guys have been working with 40, 50, 100 people underneath you, driving these soldiers and making sure that these sailors have been, on top of everything. We know that you've been in charge of, billions of dollars worth of equipment every single day. That your hand receipts have been for millions of dollars of equipment, literally, that you're absolutely responsible. And, that you're responsible for some of this stuff as a private. A 20-year-old, that's responsible for $1 million, $1 billion tank, or millions of dollars worth of equipment inside of those, track vehicles or boats or anything else, or some, helicopter or airplane. There's, nobody on the outside at that young age with, very little experience in a job is going to have that kind of responsibility thrust upon them. And worse yet, nobody, especially after a 4-year, 4 years of experience with something like that, is going to understand how to represent that on a resume. Especially how to quantify that kind of responsibility to be able to say, look, I've been in charge of for the last 4 years as I've been in charge of, X $1 million worth of equipment. And I've been in charge of, X number of people. And I've been in charge of X number of, personal equipment, excuse me, that it's very important that you be able to quantify those things and that you be able to quantify them in a way that HR managers that have never worked with military personnel can understand it. Because, telling them that you've been in, that you've been responsible for $4 million of M14s doesn't mean a thing to them. M14 could be a rifle, or an M14 could be a classified battle tank, and it's all the same to them. It's a letter and two numbers, and they don't know it from Santa Claus. You've got to be able to translate that so that they can understand it. And better yet, not only understand it, but make sense of it in a way that they understand that it's expensive, that it's a super big piece of equipment, that it's something that you can't lose, that is something, or better yet, that it's something so small that it's very easily misplaced, but that you, even as a 20-year-old, had, had the wherewithal and the responsibility to make sure that you kept track of it day in, day out, even in a combat zone with so much stuff going on around you. That your responsibility and your intelligence and stuff let you keep it control and undamaged for all of that time, that you were a hard charger and that you're somebody that company needs. Here we are. We also do some of the more, basic stuff. We have food drives and clothing drives that we put on once a quarter to collect food and clothing for underprivileged and, not only underprivileged, but, just people in general that maybe have hit hard times. Everybody could use some food here and there every now and again. Maybe you've just hit that run of bad luck that one month You just need an extra boost. You know, it would just be nice to have a few extra cans of corn in the closet and in the pantry. Where we collect the food up, you know, the food that we can't store or the times that we go over what we actually have physical space for, we make donations to local food banks here in North Georgia that we know do feed veterans and civilians alike. I mean, although we're a veterans outreach and we try to provide more for the veterans than we do for local community is what we're about. Local community supports our veterans. We can't all, you know, we can't forget that local community is what allows us to be here. So local community is what we give back to. Same with our clothing. You know, we try to provide our veterans as much as we possibly can. We try to hold on to the best stuff that we can for our veterans, but you know, when the time comes and we have to give away what we can't warehouse here at our location, we give back to the community. We take things to Goodwill, we take things to AmVets, and we donate them as part of our way of giving back to the community here at large, because it's the community that supports us in our mission to provide for our veterans here in our community. You know, we work hand in hand with the community. Without our community at large, we wouldn't have a place to do food drives and clothing drives. We try very hard to go out and support the local community with and support the local shelters and stuff that provide space for veterans and civilians alike, because those local shelters and those local, you know, food banks and things like that, you know, don't discriminate against our veterans or civilians. So we got to make sure that they're taken care of, because, you know, when it comes right down to it, they don't ask a question about whether or not you're a veteran or a civilian, and our veterans get taken care of there just like anyone else. So, you know, we got to make sure that those places are okay and those places can take care of our veterans when they need it. We also provide transportation assistance, and this kind of started because, you know, dopey me, I've been going to the VA for years now, and I sometimes stand around there as I'm walking in. I notice that, you know, there's guys sitting around out there waiting on the shuttle. Now, we have a system here in Georgia. We have clinics, and the main hospital here in Georgia is based in Atlanta, or at least the main hospital in North Georgia is based in Atlanta. So what happens is we have these clinics that are, you know, like satellite clinics outside the Atlanta VA hospital. So the clinics, you know, you can go in and get work done at the clinic, but some of the bigger stuff, you have to go to the Atlanta VA hospital. Well, you can catch a ride from any of the clinics free on a shuttle to the Atlanta VA hospital, and you can catch a ride from the Atlanta VA hospital back to the clinic for free. No problem. And they run every so often, and you can call and get one to come specially for you for your appointments. But the problem with that is that you cannot get a ride from your home to your satellite clinic. So here I am, being, you know, oblivious to things as I am known to be. I'm walking around here seeing these guys sitting around thinking they're waiting on this shuttle from Atlanta to come and get them. And one time I happened to mention to one of the guys sitting there that, you know, you can't really rely on the Atlanta shuttle, ha ha ha. And the guy says, "Oh, no, I've already been and come back, you know, from Atlanta. I'm waiting on my daughter to get off work so she can take me home." And it dawned on me that, you know, these guys come up here and, you know, they get a ride in there 4 hours earlier than they need to be there. And they sit there and they wait on the shuttle to Atlanta. It takes them to Atlanta and they go to their appointment and they come all the way back there. And then they sit around for another 4 or 5 hours waiting on somebody to come get them from the clinic to take them home, because they have no way of getting from the clinic back to their house. Now, I mean, obviously, you know, if they live 2 or 3 hours down the road, that's probably not something that we can always do for them, because, you know, we are also a charitable organization, and everything that happens on that end of things is voluntary. And, you know, some guys can't really afford to be a shuttle service for free all the time. But, you know, we try to provide transition or transportation assistance as much as we can, because, you know, it's nice to be able to say that, you know, hey, you know, while you're sitting out there, we can go ahead and take you from the clinic to your house, you know, within so many miles, or you know, whenever the guys come in, volunteer and drive those guys, they go to the clinic. When the guys get back off the shuttle bus, they ask them if they have a ride home, and if they don't, we say, well, we can take you wherever you need to go. Where do you need to go? You know, obviously, guys that are at those satellite clinics, I mean, probably live somewhere near the satellite clinic, somewhere within an hour or so. So, you know, we gather a few of them around and we make a trip of it and call that a day. That's, you know, your good deed for the day, your volunteering for the day, and it makes veterans' lives better. We do take calls, and we do take we do have people call in and ask us for this kind of assistance, and we don't mind scheduling these things if we can and we have somebody that's available to do it. We do need a little bit of a heads up. We do need to schedule these things, and we can't always do it, but we try our best. And you know, as long as you give us a little bit of a room to schedule it, and you know, we have people available, we try very hard to make sure all of these things happen. But you know, like everything else on a volunteer basis, you know, I mean, you know, pre-planning is always key. You know, the longer that you can give us to plan it, the more successful we are normally at having it get it done. You know, so we do pretty well with a lot of those things. And I mean, basically that's where we're at with a lot of these things. We try very hard to do what we do. We've been very successful so far. Right now, one of our biggest problems that we're running into is basically we have more stuff that we try to warehouse and keep around here on hand for people that are, you know, that we find that need our services and need our help, that we're actually running out of room. The people that work with us here at our location at the North Georgia Veterans Outreach Center here in Gainesville right now, we're working basically out of a home office with a storage unit for our warehouse facility. What we're trying to do right now is move into an office warehouse facility, you know, an office slash warehouse facility where we can actually set up and run everything that we need to out of one location, where everybody that wants to come in and work, all, you know, the four of us here, plus, you know, we'd like to go ahead and set up a more full-time volunteer staff with the idea that we're going to try to start putting this together where it's an actual charitable organization, a corporation that's run with a board of directors, and actually start moving towards legitimacy, I guess you'd call it, and start working more like a corporation and a charitable corporation, so that we can do this more full-time, you know, even if it is voluntary, without any, you know, without getting paid or anything, because everybody that works here right now is retired and doing all of this strictly on a voluntary basis. But what we're trying to do now is basically just find a place that we can get and cover the cost of, you know, through our donations. But what we need now is basically funds to just go ahead and make the move. We can all pretty much cover the cost of, you know, the monthly fees and stuff, the rent and the utilities and all the rest of that, out of the people that work with us and the donations that we already have coming in on a relatively regular basis. We just have the problems of the first and last month security deposit and all of the deposits and stuff that go along with the utilities getting turned on and things. We have fundraising sites out there at GoFundMe.com/NogaVetOutreach. And at booster.com/NogaVetOutreach. Booster.com, you can pay $20 for a t-shirt so that you actually have something to show that you've given. It's $20. It's a donation of $20. I don't think that they take anything other than the $20 donation. I don't think you can make a cash donation at booster.com, but you get your t-shirt to show for it, and that's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful red t-shirt with a beautiful North Georgia Veterans Outreach logo on it, and underneath it says Veterans Helping Veterans Live Better. With GoFundMe.com/NogaVetOutreach, you can go there and donate any amount of money, and what you get from us there is a wonderful thank you email that tells you how much we appreciate everything that you've donated, and you'll get a mention on every social media network that we do. I mean, we try to thank everybody profusely over our social media networks, and we do have a list right now of everybody on the website that's donated, just a thank you list of people that have donated on the website saying thank you very much for having donated. But for the most part, we haven't really got a whole lot of money right now. I think we're in the hundreds of dollars towards our $10,000 goal of trying to make this office move. So, you know, as it stands right now, going into the new year, it looks like we're still kind of stuck in the basement office, you know, working very hard for what we're doing, And we're going to keep doing that until we can't do it anymore. All things to those, you know, to those who wait. We'll keep doing good work regardless of where we have to do it from, because that's just what we're here to do. I started this outreach because this is what makes me happy. So I'm going to keep doing it regardless of how I do it. So if I have to do this out of the back of my truck, by golly, I'm going to do it that way. So you guys decide to help me, I really appreciate it. And if you guys decide not to help me, I'm going to do it by myself. So however it all works out, that's how it's going to work. Again, if anybody has any questions for me, please, by all means, you can give me a call at the office here at 678. I should probably get this down pat more, better. 678-943-2046. My name is Jerry Edwards. I am the chief operating officer of the North Georgia Veterans Outreach Center. It's a mouthful of a title, which basically means I do anything that needs to be done. Right now, I do everything that needs to be done, period. I have a lot of help around here, and I have six or eight people to include, you know, four-sixths of my family. Four-sixths would be, what, two... thirds, which would be, you know, two-thirds of my family helping me right now. So, you know, we get along and we do what we need to do. It's not as bad as it sounds. We do very well. You know, we're providing everything that I'm trying to provide for people. I've actually helped people, which makes me feel very good about what we're doing. We've also had to turn down people, which makes me feel very bad about what we're not doing. So, having to say no to people really bums me out, especially when I'm this small and having to say no to someone because I can't do something really makes me feel kind of lame. So I don't like that feeling. I don't like having to say no to somebody because, you know, I can't provide people to go out and do something for them when, you know, basically I don't really have people going out and doing much of anything else. You know, the fact that I can't raise enough people to go out and do something simple really kind of pisses me off. But at that point, you know, we're just going to have to do what we do. We are looking for people. So anybody that wants to volunteer, I've got notes out on Craigslist. I've got everything out here on the website at NogaVetOutreach.com. You can check out at NogaVetOutreach.com. You can check out and see that we've got a magazine/newsletter out there. You can get the address for that here. We've got the podcast, obviously, that you're listening to right now. We've got social media outlets at Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter. You know, everywhere that you can think of, we're out there. We're trying to get the message out there. You know, we're no VFW or American Legion or Wounded Warrior Project. We are very, very, very local, but we are thinking global. We are acting locally, because that's what really matters right now. You know, I mean, one of these days, maybe we'll be one of those big guys that are out there collecting billions of dollars and taking care of billions of people. But for right now, we're small, and we're all about being small and taking care of the people here that matter to us here. So, you know, if you can help us out, please, you know, find it within you. And I realize that it's Christmas, you know, but just remember, you know, I mean, veterans gave a lot for us, you know, and I mean, you that are veterans, you know this, you know, take a dollar, man. I mean, I know that it's a dollar, but you're going to buy a soda, you're going to buy a cup of coffee, forgo that one day, just one day, and donate a dollar at GoFundMe.com/NogaVetOutreach. $1. You know, I mean, dude, there's well over 10,000 veterans out there. $1 from 10,000 people, and we're done. We don't need any more than that. It sounds like a lot, but it's really not. There's many, many of us out there, and $1 from each of us is all it takes. And believe me, I donate a lot more than that. You know, so, you know, don't ask me where my donations are. My donations are all over the place. I just, you know, we need some help, guys. We really need some help. If I could do more, I would. You know, I do lots and lots and lots, and believe me, I spend a ton of time on this every single day. If you don't believe me, you know, write to my wife and kids and ask them how much time I spend on this, and they'll let you know how much time I don't spend with them doing all of this kind of thing. So please, I'm asking you, begging you, you know, if that's what it takes, help us out. GoFundMe.com/NogaVetOutreach. Booster.com/NogaVetOutreach. Contact us at www.NogaVetOutreach.com or Twitter, YouTube, MySpace, Facebook, LinkedIn, Noga Vet Outreach. We're there. You know, my name is Jerry Edwards. You can reach us at 678-943-2046, or you can hit us on email at info@NogaVetOutreach.com anytime, and we will get back to you. I promise. We have voicemail. By all means, leave us a message. We will get back to you. I promise. I hope you guys have a great holiday. I will be on another podcast next week. I promise. Next week. But if for some weird reason you don't catch it, make sure that you understand that I wish you and your family and all the veterans out there a very happy holiday. All right? And I will catch everyone next week on the next podcast. Thank you so very much. I am Jerry Edwards for the North Georgia Veterans Outreach Center podcast. Thank you all very much for joining me. I hope to see you guys very soon at a volunteer food drive or a clothing drive or any other volunteer mission that we have. Or you can, by all means, just give us a call and stop by. info@NogaVetOutreach.com, 678-943-2046. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, guys.